Welcome back to Infinite Ultra. This is your DM, Aaron Chindahedi. Join me in Prima, land of the hero, home of the strange. And now, to the recap.
What's going on out there? Anything cool?
I guess. I mean, I've met those people that you saw me with. And
oh yeah, they were really weird. Yeah.
They're an interesting group. I like them though. Lucinda and I really hit it off with plants, and I went to go take her this plant that I had that she didn't have, you know, because we were talking about them, and they were like, "Hey, we're going to this hospital. You want to go with us?" And I was like, "Yeah, I guess. I don't have anything else going on." So, yeah. I don't know if they're fun to hang around with. They're interesting. The bird turned into a human. Did you know he could do that?
No. Can't say that I did.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, he's really hot. Really hot. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, and we ended up, that guy, one of the guys that got shot up at the bar, that, you know about that, right? About the shooting at the bar?
Sure.
Well, there's a shooting at the bar where we took that rug that you knocked the sentinel out of, that rug.
Yeah, I remember that part.
Yeah. So we took that rug to a bar and it got shot up by a near rat. It's crazy. Anyway, he wanted to hire us to get that rug back, but he was going to pay us less. And I'm like, I don't think so. And there was like a disagreement about that because I don't know, Nova felt responsible about it. And I'm like, why? We did the job that he wanted us to do? I don't know. She's interesting. Anyway, so we just went and found the near rats on the dock and trying to get the rug back. I don't know. It's not what I was doing a week ago. We didn't plan on any of this happening. It's weird. But hey, I got $10,000 and we got a car now, which I don't really like because I like my bike. But I mean, it's handy to get around with all of us together. So
I'm sure. Look, man, weird stuff is how all the cool stuff starts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me know.
I guess you're welcome. I don't really know what I'm doing here, but that's fine.
That's cool. I don't know what you're doing here either.
Great. So we're on the same page.
All right.
Page.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
So let's just jump straight into this because right. Y'all are just strolling right up into a fight. So we're gonna get this off with a bang. Let us get some initiative.
Oh shit! I forgot to put initiative on the character sheet.
No, initiatives are 20s.
Are they? Okay.
Right.
What do you roll?
What are we rolling for initiatives?
I think you just roll 120.
120.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you add anything to it?
If you have lightning reflexes, you could. Or I think it's still called that.
Subtract.
Yeah.
You subtract.
Yeah, we're going low.
For lightning reflexes. I rolled a 9.
10.
17.
I rolled a 19, which is insane, by the way.
Basically, you'll be going last.
Oh, I put Bart down twice, so that's fun. And it's not even Bart.
Bart's not even in this. Yeah.
Good start. Okay.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is.
I thought we were going high on this one.
No, it's from lowest to highest now. Because everything else is lowest to highest anyway, so I just switched it.
Oh, okay. I missed that then. Because I was just like, because I remember rolling really low in season one and being like always like the last one.
Yeah, no.
So now you're going to roll high for season three.
Exactly.
Keeping us on our toes.
I mean, narratively, this kind of works because I'm over there like, salutations, running forward.
I like that she uses salutations.
Yeah, that does kind of crack me up. Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I love it. I like it.
Okay. Alrighty then. So now that we have initiative, in case anyone was just not listening to the last episode, they are on a boat with Ricky Ticky, the near rat who stole the rug from Gustav. And now the challenge has been thrown and it's fighting time. And we will start off with Nova.
As I'm like hand waving in the air, salutations. I'm like, can we talk to you about this rug?
Fuck off! It's mine! It's mine!
But why?
Because I took it, so it's mine.
How far away am I?
I would say you're probably, I don't know, it's a boat, so you're probably like 30 feet, maybe.
Can I, like, run and jump onto the boat?
You're on the boat. You all got onto the boat. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On the boat.
Yeah, you're all on the boat.
What did
you're
she
good.
Do with the rug again? Rickety-rickety-key?
She threw it through the window of, like, the boatman's quarters or whatever the fuck they call that. I don't know. The place with the big wheel, you know?
I like boatman's quarters. That's good.
Boatman's quarters is pretty good, yeah.
The wheelhouse.
That's there
wheelhouse.
You go. That's wheelhouse.
The actual word. Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've gotten to the real word.
I guess I will use my creation ability to draw a, not draw, but to pull forth a katana.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then I will say, well, I want the rug, so you need to give it to me.
Okay. And she says, oh yeah? And she, like, her mech suit reaches back and pulls out this giant, like, cleaver that's like 5 feet long and like 2 feet wide, and she goes, still want to get the rug?
Yeah, and I will swipe with my katana.
Okay, so you're gonna rush in then?
No, if I have the distance with my elasticity, I will use my
okay
elasticity.
So yeah, you're gonna elastic it then. Okay, cool. So what you attacking at?
I'm gonna go for d6s, even though they did not treat me well today. So it's my body. And no, it's my. Why? I forgot how to attack.
Well, she failed by 4.
I succeeded by 1.
Nice.
Yay.
Okay. Get at it.
What does my katana do on tier damage?
It's the same tier as the attack that you made.
Mm.
And then you'll add your half of your body as well.
I rolled a 5 and a 4. And then you said half my body rounded down, right?
Yeah.
So 2, so 9, 11.
Okay. Yeah. You stretch Armstrong your shit out and like go to swipe it, and you see that Ricky Ticky tries to like swing down and block it, but it's just like this cleaver is so huge and heavy that it's not fast enough, and you just get a quick swipe, and like you see. Like hydraulic fluid starts squirting as your arm comes swooping back.
And they'll just say, I just want the rug, and leave it.
It's mine! It's mine! My precious!
Oh no!
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I couldn't help it. I need it for my promotion! You can't have it! And we'll move on to Sig then, unless you want to do anything else with your turn.
Nope. Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Sigfrin, let's see what you got. Hmm.
Jump onto the boat.
You're all on the
keeping...
boat.
We're all on the boat.
Yes,
awesome.
You're all on the boat.
I'm on a boat, and let's go. Sorry. I will reach into my cloak of feathers and pull a few out, and as they come into my hands, they go fling, like little daggers, and I will throw one at the rat.
Okay.
And I'll just do D4s, because I don't quite get this yet.
Okay.
Lost by 2.
She lost by 1, which is crazy, because she still has a good defense. Why is this happening to me? Yeah, so you throw these feathers, and they just, like, chink off of the giant cleaver that also still happened to be, like, falling in front of her to deflect the katana strike from before.
I will kind of look a little perplexed by that, and I'm going to go ahead and spend one of my soul points to initiate super speed.
Ooh.
And throw another feather.
Okie dokie, then. All right. Did some super. What the fuck? It's the same roll.
Lost by 1.
God damn it. She lost by 1, so you get it.
Yay. So now I rolled the 2 dice?
Yes, you roll both of the dice. And you're making a ranged attack, right?
Yeah.
What's your body?
So I rolled a 7. Do I add. My body is a 3.
Okay, so you'll add 1 damage to that roll.
So 8 damage then.
Okay. Nice, dude. I think y'all did more in this one turn than the whole fight last time.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, you see Ricky Ticky just like eyes wide and like, what the fuck? As you just like super fast whip these things out. And that's pretty cool. Does your super speed like manifest in any cool way, or is it just like you're just fast?
I think just when, because I have to spend a soul to do it. Mm-hmm. So
Just flips.
I think
his
it
hair.
Just I move. Yeah, yeah, like the fan turns on yes. and my hair blows by.
Yeah, dramatic hair flip. Yeah, I got
I'm
it.
Imagining like yawny hair. Yes. You know, just kind of
got it. Fucking got it. Love it. We're doing it.
I mean, I'm gorgeous. Like, yeah, that's the important
we got
takeaway.
It, Justin. God,
you're, imagine it. How handsome I am in real life, and then like. Up it by like a quarter of a point.
Okay.
That's how gorgeous this person is.
I mean, how are we keeping our clothes on?
Wait, you have clothes on? No. oh, boy. Okay. That right. is, that's a fun one. All right. So cool. And that I'm taking it that's going to be the end of your turn there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So then we'll go to Ricky Ticky, who I think is going to. Just go ahead and charge after the person who did the most damage and take a swipe at Nova and start trying to fuck some shit up. Let's see. She is going to roll at D6s.
So I roll D6s as well?
Yes. Ah. Oh my god, girl, you've got to fucking
magic,
stop
right?
This.
She's using her sword.
Yeah, so it's just your physical. So she lost by 4. God damn. Why can't I hit you people ever in any of these games? I seriously cannot fucking do it.
I'm
okay with it.
I lost by 3.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Well, she takes a big, huge swipe at you, and you just like step aside.
And I'll look at her, like raise up an eyebrow. I'm like, I just want the rug.
I want a promotion. So fuck off. It's my boat, bitch. So, yeah, so she does that. She will just be disappointing, unfortunately. We'll move on to Lucy.
Okay. I'm going to kind of step next to Siegfried and steal some of his...
Siegfried.
Friend.
Fran. Siegfried.
Use some of his wind to get some of that action.
The dramatic hair flow. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And then I'm going to
You're clap. Getting the slipstream.
Yeah. Just a little wind in my hair. And I'm going to clap my hands together, rub them together to kind of charge my elemental attack. Mm. And then I'm going to pet Kit and charge her up with electricity and send her. It's like, Kit, attack!
Okay, awesome.
And have her do my electric attack.
Okay.
It literally is Pokemon. This is
yeah,
crazy.
This is fucking great. Yeah, it's straight up fucking.
So happy about
it's
this.
It's straight up fucking Eevee. You can just do all kinds of elements. Like, you just gotta get all the elements and you can have all the evolutions.
I love it. Okay. We're just gonna do
D4. Okay, and you know how to calculate this one?
I think so. Mind plus my power level.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
And it's the level for that element, by the way. So it's just the plus one. Okay.
Okay.
Finally get a good roll. Okay, so she tied.
I tied.
She's got shit magic. God damn it.
Oh, 6 and 10.
God damn it. This is supposed to be dangerous.
Okay. Come on, let my little fox electrocute you. It's fine.
That's okay. And so since she is, in a mech suit, your electric pull damage will be doubled. So whatever, just double whatever you roll. It's not like the normal.
So I rolled... 6.
So 12 total? Fuck yeah. Christ.
Nice.
Nice.
It's like I wish I could do a Pika Kit. No, she's God just damn. Like just like ankle bites him or her.
Okay.
And I'll just have Kit kind of stay on the backside so we can work with that flanking.
Okay, cool. Stuff. Sounds good. So then we will move on to Veronica, who at this point I would say pretty well established that you would have flanking. So if you're doing melee attacks, then you will have a bonus 2.
Oh, well, you know, I was kind of looking at what everyone's doing and I'm like, they seem to have everything going well. I was going to see if I could sneak and try and get the rug again. Because that worked.
That's
going to
be our
well
plan
yesterday.
Every time. Distract, sneak, distract, sneak. We're gonna do it every time.
And just
all right.
And just see if I could just go get that rug. And if they need help in a second, I'll help. But they seem to have it going really well, honestly. So I'm just gonna roll sneak.
I could think of worse things to go on. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I would say we'll do contested sneak. So what do you want to roll that at?
It's the hardest choice in this game.
I mean, I guess I can do D6. I would like to do D4, but I know what my sneak is, and I guess I could do D6 to make it competitive.
Okay. Well, she failed by 4, so this is going great.
I won by 5.
All right. Awesome. So far, Ricky Tikki has rolled the maximum on one dice every single time. So it's going great. It's going great. Yeah. Well, you fully just.
I rolled
just,
a 3. So.
Yeah. You just like just walk like effortlessly around all of this melee, and she doesn't even notice that you are there. So yeah, you're free.
Oh, I'm just gonna like, oh, I'm gonna stay out of whatever this is, and I'm just gonna go this way. So.
Yeah, there you go.
And yeah, so I go and I grab the rug and I start trying to get it off the ship.
Okay, are you going through like it's a wheelhouse? So it has like a window and a door. Are you like climbing through the window, or are you going through the door?
I'm gonna look in the window first just to see what's in there. And then do I see the rug?
Yes, you see the rug and a big steering wheel and some chairs and stuff.
Okay. Is there anyone in there?
No.
Great, so I'm just gonna like go through the door.
The door is locked.
And grab. Okay, then I'm gonna.
The window's broken.
How high is the window? Yeah, I was like, how high is the window?
It's your standard window.
Okay, then I'm just gonna go through the window and try to push the rug out of the window.
Okay, so give me an athletic check to make sure you don't like hurt yourself on all this broken glass.
Okay, what level? 4?
Yeah, D4 is fine.
Great. I failed by 4.
Yeah, so you like get so excited seeing this rug, you start to climb through the window and kind of forget that it's a broken window, and you put your hand straight down on the glass and you go, oh shit, and then you roll into the window and then roll on top of more glass. let me get you some damage and you'll take 6 points of damage.
Okay, Aaron had to use the broken glass to damage one of us, huh?
Yeah, look, I gotta get my licks in. I gotta get my licks in somewhere. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you fall in there and you take some damage, but you'll be able to like actually grab the rug next turn. So.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. So we will go to the top of the order, which should be Nova. But as you guys are kind of duking it out with this. Giant mecha, no, it's not giant, it's like 4 feet tall. This tiny mecha robot with a giant cleaver. You guys hear like a pop sound from above you, and suddenly you see Enoch start like shooting into the boat and seems to be wrestling with some kind of other figure, and they both just like slam into the deck of the boat and like go rolling around like they're like wrestling over something. And then it's Nova's turn.
Can I try to take this cleaver?
Yeah, we can do a grapple check. How about that?
Okay. Do I get to set the tier?
Yes, you do.
Oh, what's the D6s? Why not? I mean,
D6s.
Let's just go.
Let's do it. And so
D20s, bitch.
So grapple is an athletics check. I ended up deciding to change that. So your athletic skill contested.
Oh, then I succeeded by 1.
She also succeeded by 1. God damn it!
And I rolled a max out of one of my dice.
I did too! So stupid! Oh, God! Oh. Okay. Okay. So, yeah. You take it.
And I like, I don't want to like reach over and grab it from her, and I'll do this with my left hand, I guess, and then like be all cool and like bring it up on me and like, I just want the rug. But I'm assuming taking the sword from her is like my only action this turn.
Yeah, unless you have like a light action or something.
No, not really.
Okay, yeah, she looks livid that you just took her cool big cleaver. And so she just kind of fumes at you for a minute. We'll go to Siegfried. I thought it was her turn for a second, so I started narrating something that can't happen.
What exactly is going on with Enoch and the figure.
You look over and they've kind of like extricated themselves a little bit and they're getting to their feet. And Enoch is just kind of Enoch. He's just like, he seems like he's trying to get away from this person in some fashion. And this other person is a female Elta woman, which you guys probably have no Elta in general. They're fairly distinctive. They have like fennec fox ears. And so this woman is about 5 feet tall and she's got the little, you know, fennec ears, and she's wearing like a crop top and like cargo shorts. And with all that exposed skin, you see these like really intricate tattoos that go basically everywhere on her body that look like some kind of like circuitry almost. And you being a worldly man would know that these are magical bindings. Like it's basically magic spells that are like built into her skin. And she is wielding what looks to be a 4 foot long petrified shark that is wearing some kind of very, very gaudy like gold chain that by no physical means should be able to stay on the shark as she's like swinging it around, but it stays there. And she's like chasing Enoch down, basically.
I mean, does she look like she's trying to kill him? Or are they having a lover's quarrel? Oh,
with a shark.
Give me an insight check.
D4s?
D6s.
God damn it, Aaron. Oh, I did it! I said I literally have to roll a 1 or a 2, and I rolled a 1 and a
Yay!
2.
Wow. Three. All right, cool.
which is my insight, 3. So
okay, yeah, so you tied it. Okay, so looking at this, you would say that she doesn't seem to want to kill Enoch, but she is definitely trying to whack him with a shark, and the reasoning behind this does escape you, but it doesn't seem like necessarily life-endangering. That's kind of the feel you get. It's a complicated emotion that you're picking up here.
Well, you know, we're here for the rug.
Yeah. Just the rug. Only the rug.
So I'll pull a couple more feathers out and charge the rat.
Okay.
And stabby stabby.
Okay. What dice are you going for?
I'll just keep it at D4. I've been having luck with that.
Okay. So...
lost by 1.
She succeeded by 1. Hey, awesome. Cool.
I did it.
Yeah, so you go charging into like stab her with these feathers. She says, sword's not the only thing I got. And she like whips her hand out and like smacks the feathers out of your hand. And then that arm like disassembles and turns into like a big gun, like some kind of machine gun that's like built into it. All shit's right. Getting real, y'all. So anyways, so we'll go on to Rikki Tikki, unless you have another action you want to take.
Nope. I mean, if I can move to be in a flanking position to help any of my associates out, I would do that.
Yeah, the combination of you and Nova and Kit, basically everyone's got flanking that's doing any kind of melee attacks at this point.
So wait, should I have gotten a flanking bonus for that?
Yeah.
Yay!
Did I win? Yes. Did I win?
Yes.
For our listeners, how does flanking work here?
If you have a teammate on either side of an opponent, then you get a +2 to your melee attack against that target.
So I did win.
Yes, you did win. Yes, and
so let me roll my d4s for your damage.
Okay.
We still got a machine gun.
Oh right, I forgot about this.
Rolled a 2 and a 2. That's 4 plus half my body. 1. So 5 damage.
Okie dokie.
Nice.
For all these other hits, I forgot about the mech suit's cool powers, but now I have it fixed. Cool. Alrighty. So then we'll go to Rikki Tikki, who I think is still very pissed off about the sword and is going to go after Nova, but this time with the machine gun instead. Okay. Let's see. I think she's going to go risky and go with D8s.
Shit, that means I have to roll with a D8, right?
Indeed. She'll lose by 1.
Damn.
Uh-oh. What is this, a ranged?
Yes.
So, is there a ranged defense? Or is it
no,
still
it's just still physical. It's still physical.
I failed by 2.
Okie dokie. That was closer than I was expecting. Damn.
I rolled a 3 and a 2, so...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whew. Nice.
Okie dokie. So then she will do... What is that?
125 damage.
She'll do 12 damage to you.
Let me just put that in my handy dandy calculator that I worked so hard on. Oh yeah. Nice. Okay.
So she is going to she's going to spend a body point and do her sure strike skill, which will add an additional 12 damage to that.
Okay.
Wow.
Or not 12, 16, sorry.
An additional 16?
Yes.
Jesus, okay.
Ow. She doesn't have tons of these.
I would hope not.
That hurts so much.
Yeah. So, she looks royally pissed off, and she just, like, squares up with you and just, like, unloads this machine gun. And she's got that little rat voice in the background just like, ah! So then we'll move on to Lucy.
How many times can I use the elemental attack?
As long as you're not using meta magic on it, you can use it as much as you like.
Okay. Then I will charge at her and also yell, "We only want the rug!" And I will hit her with my staff using the lightning damage.
Okay, cool. What do you want to roll at?
We'll just do...
Okay. Yeah. And she shouts, "Fuck off!" Yeah, they're all obsessed about this stupid rug.
So is she.
Oh, I lost by 2.
Yeah, she... Oh, this is magic, right? So she lost by 1.
So she won.
Yeah, so she will have 1, yes.
Unless I can add a melee on top of that as well. I'm using my staff. I'm just kidding.
gonna hard pass on that one. Okay.
Oh, but wait. Kid is flanking.
Oh, yeah, so you got a plus 2, so you would have hit.
And I'm there, too.
Yeah, so you hit it.
She's all sorts of flanked.
Okay, so that's 6.
6?
Oh, okay. Which, because it's lightning.
Yeah, because it's lightning damage, so 12, so ouch.
Good.
Sweet. Anything else you want to do?
No, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine Kit is like literally like chomping down on like this mech suit's heels, just like... Just like viciously trying to get after it. It unplugs like one hydraulic tube. That's all she's been able to do. Okay, so Veronica, you're up. You are in a wheelhouse with a rug.
Yes, so I'm going to just unlock the door and I'm just going to try and start dragging the rug out. I'm like, God, this stupid rug. And just like drag it out like I was at the warehouse.
Okay, give me another give me another stealth check.
Okay, what dice do you
have? Let's say D4s because she's still very distracted.
I won by 3.
Nice.
Okie dokie. Yeah, you are just waltzing by, dragging a large rug while she battles your companions. So we'll say, since this rug is fairly heavy, what's your body stat?
2.
Okay. Give me...
Yeah, it's taken some work for me, by the way. It's because it's a rug, but yeah.
Yeah. We'll say you can get about halfway across the boat with that. So you're, like, drawing close to where this fight is happening, and then you have to get the other half to get off the boat. So
okay.
So that's where you're at.
She starboard or port?
I don't know.
Just...
Come on, DM.
She's portward.
Towards the opening. Towards the opening.
She's
where I'm hit.
She's waterway. So then we'll jump back up to the top. So I guess Siegfried, you're really the one who's kind of kept an eye on what's going on over on the other side of the boat. This Elta woman is going to swing the shark at Enoch, and she's going to do...
Yeah, that whole situation's a little too wacky for me. Head can't even wrap around what's going on.
Yeah, no, it's pretty wacky. So you see her like just all of a sudden rush up and like knock him down to like, so he's lying flat on his back, and she holds up this like petrified shark, and you guys see this like big gleaming light, and her tattoos all start to glow, and you just hear a voice come at, like from their direction, and say, "Wake up! and she slams this thing down on Enoch's head, and he just like punk, like his head just like bounces off of the deck of the boat, and she kind of like puts the shark head to the floor and is like leaning on it, and she's just like looking down at him, and then it goes to Enoch's turn, and Enoch kind of like just lays there for a second, and then you guys see his purple like exterior start to fade to white, and he jumps up and he just like pushes her away and starts running directly at you guys. And let's see, what is his speed? 30. So yeah, he should be able to get to you guys. And so he immediately rushes to Nova and like does this like baseball slide to the base, you know what I'm talking about, like this really dramatic like super slick slide, and as he's passing like smacks your thigh, and he's going to heal you.
Oh,
nice.
So he does d6s. So he will heal you for 9 damage. Or he'll heal 9 damage. He doesn't heal. You know what I mean.
I didn't calculate healing.
Adding that.
No.
Can you add it to the first
if you,
number?
If you just do -6, it should add it.
Wait, you said I healed 9, right?
Oh, sorry. -9. Whatever. Whatever number I said.
Success.
There you go. Nice.
Math.
Okay. So yeah, that is his turn. So we'll move over to Nova.
I will, seeing that Enoch has come and slapped me on the thigh and I feel better, I'll be like oh. And then kind of turn and look at the shark lady. Kind of keep my eye on her, but I will swing this big cleaver at the mouse person.
Okay. Using her own weapon against her. How insulting.
Yeah.
That's mine too! You can't have it! It's mine!
Shut the shit out of me. I'm still gonna go for D6s, I guess.
Okay.
Fuck.
God,
I'm tied.
Damn it. She lost by 3.
No, I'm sorry. I lost by 3 as well.
But you also flanking. Have flanking.
Oh, so I lost by 1.
Mm-hmm. Just stab her, it's fine.
Does this cleaver do D6 damage?
Yeah, it's what you roll it at. So.
9.
All right.
Again.
All right. Anything else?
I'm going to take a step back and take like a defensive stance over Enoch.
Are you gonna try and get out of her reach, or are you just kind of readying?
I didn't know I was within her reach.
I mean, she's been attacking you.
Ricky Tiki. Well, she attacked me with the stupid crazy long sword, and then she hit me with a machine gun.
Well, technically she can't do a ranged opportunity attack, so yeah, you can just step away if you want to.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And I will take a defensive stance by 4 Enoch.
Okay.
And that cool. is my
turn. All right, Siegfried.
How's this rat looking?
I mean, the rat inside the suit, totally fine. The mech suit itself, starting to look pretty haggard. It's got quite a bit of lubricants kind of oozing from places.
So is this like a alien's mech suit where the rat's like very clearly visible, or more of like she's really embedded in there?
She's pretty visible, but like, you know, she's got like a glass canopy kind of thing in front of her, so you can see her, but you're not necessarily like easily able to like just reach out and touch her.
Reach out.
Right. I'm going to, I guess, up it to D6s and just try to fucking put this mech suit down, I guess.
Okay. Oh, nice.
No. 7, but that's technically a 5 because of flanking.
Yeah, she won by 2.
Oh, so I lost by 1.
Can I use a reaction?
Mm-hmm.
To do guidance?
You can, if you would like to.
Does that
so
mean I re-roll a dice?
You re-roll a dice, yes.
So my dice set had a 6 on it? I can re-roll that?
Yes, sir.
I took it down to a 4, which with flanking, so that would be 2, 3.
I say the guidance...
I would have won by 1 with that.
Looks like a book. A lit up book above my head that flips through, and it's got like pictures of like sketchbooks portfolio.
Oh god.
Still only win by one, though. So you said you won by one.
Yeah, she won by two. So.
Damn it.
Tragically, you miss.
Lovely pictures.
Yeah, that's really nice. Did you do those?
They're from my master. Oh, wait, that's too high pitched. They're from my master.
Cool. I'm going to cut you up now. Or shoot you, whatever. So she's, I think, going to go over to Siegfried at this point and reach out with her non-gun arm and try and, like, crush you with it. So this will be D6.
I wish I could help you, but I just used my reaction. Damn it.
I lost by two.
She tied. So, ooh, yeah. So she's going to use her super.
That was physical defense, right?
Yes. She's going to use her super strength as well. So. So that'll be 17 damage as she, like, just whips out this huge metal hand, ooh, grabs you by, like, the shoulder, and then just, like, crunches down.
That hurts.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, sorry. That hurts.
There you go. That's what you get for coming after my rug. I'll crush ya. So then, Lucy, you're up.
I'll just try the elemental attack. I'll put my hands on her this time.
Okay. Doing fours?
Huh? Yes, fours. Okay.
She lost by three, so...
I won by five.
Okay.
Jesus.
Nice.
Bring on that sweet damage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's only three, so six that time.
Okay. Anything else?
No. That's it.
All right, Veronica. Are you going to continue dragging what definitely is not a dead body in a rug?
No, I'm going to see the tide starting to turn and the people that I'm with starting to get hurt. So I'm actually going to be like, damn it, and drop the rug, and I'm gonna run over there. I'm gonna, at the same time, like, try and shoot my vine at her to, like, wrap around something to use leech.
Okay, cool. What would you like to attack at?
It's
a tough choice to make.
It is.
It is. Because I get flanking, right?
If you roll the higher tier, you have a better chance of a good success, and they have a better chance of a bad failure, but at the same time, it works the opposite way as well.
Because it's a contested check.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just try a D6.
All right.
Get it.
Trying.
God damn it.
I hope it works out well. What D6 means? Okay.
So remind me, leech, is that... Is that based off of magical attack or is it a physical?
Yeah, it's my soul and power versus magic defense.
Okay, so then she lost by fuck tons. Six. She lost by six.
I'm still going to roll it because I want to. Okay.
You should.
I'm going to. Okay, so the flanking was plus two, correct?
Yes.
I won by four.
All right. Yeah, you bleached the shit out of her.
Yay.
So then I just roll 2d6 for the damage, correct?
Yes.
And you'll, I add...
you'll add half of your soul to the damage.
Okay. This is the first time I've rolled damage. Okay,
cool. Ooh.
So that's going to be a seven, which means I leech it for her and I heal for seven.
Yes.
So. I'm back up to perfect. All right.
Yeah, you guys see Ricky Tikki in there starts, like... She starts looking a little gaunt, and she's like, hey, this is... That's rude. That's my innards and stuff. Want my rug and my insides?
Just holding... Yeah, because I'm just like holding on, I guess, to her leg, I would think, because she's using both of her hands probably.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's got one fully on Siegfried right now, and the other's a gun, so yeah.
Okay, cool. Then I'm just standing there holding her with my vine and healing myself, so that's cool. All right.
Sweet. All right, we'll go back to the top. So you guys see the Celta girl just kind of like looks over at Enoch, who is like getting back to his feet after doing his heroic healing slide. And she just kind of like looks exasperated. She's like, I mean, are you helping these people? What are you doing? What are you doing? And she looks at this like rat mech suit and she goes, what are any of you doing right now? And so...
Nobody knows.
We're trying to get this stupid rug.
We're getting just the rug.
The rug. The rug.
Why?
I
I mean, I've been asking the same question, so
we don't know.
Okay, she'll look at kind of assess the situation and just like hang back for a minute. She looks like she's trying to decide exactly who to punch at this point. So we'll move to Enoch, who is going to do something. He's going to ready an action. Yes, that's what he's going to do. He's going to like, wait, hold on. He saw Siegfried get hurt pretty bad. So he's going to go over to Siegfried, like kind of just like real quick, like just kind of skitter from around behind you guys and like grab the hand, that big robotic hand that's on your shoulder, and just like pry it open. And then he's going to like nudge you with his knee to make contact, and he's going to heal you 4 points of stings. And he's going to really heal you. He's going to use a meta magic to heal you. Holy shit, that's a lot. So he'll heal you for 16.
Oh shit, that's more than I took.
Yeah, I know. He really went after it. I didn't realize it was going to be that high. He rolled really good.
Oh wait, no. That was one lesson I took. So, all right. What changes what I was going to do next? Ah, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Eh.
Hey, Enoch.
Yeah, Enoch. Okay. Cool. So then we'll go to Nova.
I'm going to try to knock this mech off the feet with the sword, I guess.
Okay. Are you trying to, like, stun her?
Swipe at her legs.
Okay. Do you want to do a grapple check to get her basically stunned is the idea. I think restrained is the technical term, but
sure.
Effectively is the same. Okay. So sure. We'll do contested athletics then. What do you want to go
at? How about D8s?
Oof. All right.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
Oh, why did going I do that for to it. Myself?
I still have my vine wrapped around one of her legs, mm-hmm. So just so you know that.
I tied.
She nice. Also tied. God damn it.
Yeah.
Is that with the plus flanking?
That's not even plus flanking. That's
the flanking doesn't count for a grapple check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You managed to sweep the leg, and with the help of a vine as well, she just kind of tumbles over, and we'll say like onto her side or something. I don't know. And, you just hear, God fucking damn it. God damn it. Just get it. Yeah. And
just
rat
stay here. Like Ricky Tiki, we don't want to hurt you. We just need to take this rug.
I need the rug.
No, you don't. Obviously not as much as we do.
Basically, just she flips you the bird and lights a cigarette in her little canopy and angrily is smoking it while she's like hitting the stand up button on her mech suit. Okay, so we'll go with Lucy. You are... That's Siegfried. I don't know what I was doing. Siegfried is up. And so for the record... the people who are restrained, or in this case, stunned or laying down or whatever, they can't use their defensive skills, so it is easier to hit them.
I would like to offer up the sacrifice to Freya. Grab a dagger and roll some d10s.
Oh, Jesus.
And
all right.
Try to bring it down on the canopy and just straight into the rat itself.
Brutal. Oh, fuck, she failed so bad. She failed by 12.
She failed by 2 and a 4. Yeah, I failed by 2, so I definitely got that one.
Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, and I'm flanking, so I actually tied.
Just to add insult to injury.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 damage. Not as much as I wanted, but there you go.
Okay. Yeah, this robot is starting to really... really look pretty fucked up. You like slam this hardened feather down on the canopy and you see it crack, and like you see Ricky Tiki on the inside be like, the fuck, you go for the suit, not me, that's fucked up, what are you doing? And she keeps like just absolutely inhaling the cigarette and hitting the stand up button.
Man, I don't I outweigh standard action reaction. Fuck. I don't offer up sacrifices to Freya lightly, so I guess I'll burn another soul to super speed and slam down on the rat again.
Same tier?
Same tier.
Oh boy. Okay.
We're tied.
That is lost by one. Damn. That was a good roll, too.
Well, I had flanking.
Fucking flanking. It's like, this is going to be the new climbing.
17, 18 damage.
18 damage? Holy shit.
Nice.
Damn, that hurts. That really hurts. Okay. Yeah, you slam this thing down, and it actually does shatter the canopy this time. And like all this glass falls in on little Ricky Ticky, and she just starts like sputtering and like wiping all this stuff off. And she's like, "You're sick? What? No! This is my mech suit! You're fucking up my mech suit! And you're taking my rug! And you took my cleave! You're taking everything from me!" And wow. Anything else with that turn?
How many times can you use free actions?
Free actions are free.
So that's two. I can technically super speed again.
You can only use it once in a turn at level one. So unless you have a level two super speed, you are exactly.
Nope, son of a bitch. All right.
Okay.
I'm angry. Sacrifice has not been sacrificed.
It's close. That lamb is bleeding. Okay, so then we'll move to Ricky Ticky, who is going to try and get up. What did you take her down with? D8s?
Yep.
D10s.
No.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Nova.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. She's going to try and get herself up with D8s. Let's see.
What do I need to do?
Able to. Nothing. She's just trying to get herself up, which she fucking failed. So, yeah, she, like, that stand up button, something must be wrong. That shit ain't working. So, yeah, so she's still on the ground and she's swearing in every possible language that you can imagine. And we'll move on to Lucy.
Okay. I'm going to say, Kit, attack. And I want her to try to get the rat.
This fox is a very fluid gender.
So yeah, to try to capture the rat since the canopy is open.
So you're gonna actually have Kit try and like grab her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kit doesn't have an athletic skill or a body stat, so we'll just have her roll a attack, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can do the elemental.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you're going to try and stun her and, like, pull her out, basically. Which
yeah.
That I can let that slide. Okay. We'll have to figure out exactly what that looks like in the rules later. That is.
We'll try the six. Well, basically, like, I'm hoping that maybe she'll, like, go down or something. But
yeah.
We'll do sixes this time.
I did not anticipate foxes trying to yank rats out of a suit, so.
Oh, baby!
So she.
I won by four.
She failed by two. So, yeah.
So we'll do the lightning damage.
Okay.
That's only six.
Okay. So I think that. Since
or 12.
Since Kit is like actively like getting into the cockpit and just like fucking shit up and trying to get Ricky Ticky out, when she discharges her lightning or her electricity, it like swarms throughout the rest of the robot, and you guys all see it like start like tweaking and twitching, and Ricky Ticky's just like, "What the not right now!" And you hear a poof. And she gets ejected out of her canopy and slams into the side of the boat and just crumples on the ground unconscious. And then you guys see a little parachute go poof, pop out, and then drape over her.
It's adorable. I'm still going to kill it.
So she's still alive? Is she like knocked unconscious?
She's very much unconscious, yes. And the mech suit is lying very still. Fucking Kit's got a hell of a kill count now.
I guess Kit could just bring the mouse to Siegfried.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get your name right. Siegfried is what I keep saying in my head.
Yeah, Kit just like, Kit walks over like and grabs the parachute and just drags this little body over to Siegfried and then sits down and like, you know, looks like he wants some pets.
I would like to walk over to Nova, because you're still damaged, right? You still have damage?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to try and heal her.
With a medicine check?
Yes.
Oh, good, okay. So you'll heal by as much as you succeed by. So choose wisely on your rolls.
Plus half my mind score.
Yes.
So I'm going to do a D6.
Ooh. She kills you. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, no.
It was actually a nightshade.
She used the poison side.
Oops.
No, I didn't. No, I guess I just failed by one.
Okay, so you'll just do your...
My medicine is 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled an 8.
Okay, so you'll do half of your mind as healing then.
Well, then I just kind of like... Some of the aloe comes out of my aloe tattoo and I just kind of smear it on there. I'm like, sorry, it's just a little bit. And she gets like, sorry. So she just like heals for 1 point of HP. I'm like, I'm sorry. I guess I should have tried to help y'all sooner, but I was trying to get that rug and I just kind of smear it on you. Like on your hand.
Oh, that's
oh my God.
There's like a blue wound and she just puts aloe on it.
Yeah. A kiss of da boo boo.
Oh, this usually works better. I guess I'm just a little fraught right now. This is a lot. And so I just smear it and walk away. Try to drag the rug off the boat.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you guys see Enoch like jumps on this mechanical suit and like reaches into the cockpit and just grabs just like the whole console and then just rips it out and like tosses it off the boat. And as he like stands up from that, you see his skin metal. I don't know. He turns back purple is what I'm trying to say. he like slowly fades from white to purple. And this Elta woman comes over and she like starts poking him with the shark.
Mm.
And she's like, what are you doing? Seriously, what is this? Why are you helping these people?
I dart between Enoch and her.
Oh, hey. What is happening here? Why is he helping you? Why are you going after a rug? And why does that rat look like he's about to get sacrificed to a fucking pagan god?
Right, because he is.
Salutations.
Yeah, I was like, you know what we know.
who are you?
Up to speed.
It's a good summarization of what's happening.
Yep.
I imagine the Siegfried's over there just quietly like lighting a bunch of candles and like drawing a little thing on the ground. but she looks at you and she says, well, okay, I'm Kyoko and I kind of need that robot thing. Mm. Enoch, he needs to help me with stuff. And he's not doing a very good job of it right now. I don't really know why.
It might be the fact that you're hitting him with a shark with a gold chain.
Could be.
That could be.
So I'm telling you right now, if you touch me with that thing, I'm going to rip your arm off.
Ooh.
Yeah, that, oof. Okay. Yeah, no shark for you. Cool. Yeah. No, the shark is helping. Look, see, he's like sort of, I don't know, he's like halfway awake. I don't know what to do with him. The shark's supposed to wake him up, and he's still kind of, like, half asleep. I don't get it.
What do you mean, wake him up? He's conscious. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, but he's not, like, doing what he's supposed to do.
What is he supposed to do?
Well, he's supposed to go find the rest of the Sentinels.
Oh.
Well, he's helping us find this rug right now, apparently.
The fuck is up with this rug?
I would have to say... Finding an entire species is way more important than a rug.
I'm not saying it's not.
No, they not like all the Sentinels are accounted for. We just can't find them.
Have you looked in other rugs?
That's where we found him.
Steam is just coming up.
He was in this rug yesterday.
Huh.
And now he's not.
Okay, so I guess that explains some things. He just kind of popped up out of nowhere. And so now I guess it was because he was in a rug. Okay, that tracks in a really dumb way. What do you guys know about Enoch?
He's very nice.
Well, yeah, he is.
He doesn't say much. He says
he's
like,
got really funny jokes.
He told you a joke? All he can say is his name.
He
managed.
See, that's why he's with us and not with you.
Well, I guess I'm not the, you know, most lovable, but look, I don't know what to do here, but I do need his help, and he seems to want to help you. So whatever the fuck you guys are doing, I guess finish it so that he can help me. Whatever that is, just go do that, and then we'll figure the rest out later.
Trust me, we are trying to finish this.
I have a question.
Okay.
Besides you, do you know of anybody who would want Enoch?
Probably a lot of people, but they don't get him. So, you know, there's that. He's got a much more important task to do than whatever they want him for.
I'll just look over to Roddick like, I'm kind of confused.
I don't know. Can we talk about it more as we're delivering this rug?
What is up with the rug?
I don't know, man. We're just getting paid. He gave us a car and like a lot of money. He just wanted the rug. I don't know.
But you know, Enoch came out of the rug, so one could think that they wanted Enoch, not the rug.
Okay, yeah, that actually...
That's just jumping to a conclusion.
That tracks. That does track. Okay, I get it now. It's not a very nice rug, though. They really could have put him in something better. And...
It was very dusty.
Yeah. She's kind of like, you know, kind of scratching her chin, trying to think things through. And as that is happening, your phone rings, Nova.
Pull it out. Salutations.
Yes. Sorry, I forgot which voice I was doing for a moment. Which person in my head is this today? Sorry. You hear Seta on the other side, and she says, yes, that card you gave me, a hand came out of it and shook the card, and now I have a man in a suit in my office, and he seems to want to speak to you.
Oh, is it your weird?
He is weird. Yes.
No, I can understand, but his name is You're Weird.
Yes. Okay. This is here. Just talk to him. And she hands the phone over, and you hear his voice. Hey, what'd you do to the robot? Because shit's getting weird out here.
What do you mean? We didn't do anything with it.
Well, I don't know. It just suddenly, you know, those signals I was telling you about that are all getting with the gate and everything, they are spiking pretty hard right now. And the gate's doing something funky.
Here. And hand the phone to Veronica.
To me? And I'm like, hello?
Well, you're the closest because you just yeah, healed me. Yeah,
so. I get Aloe Vera on your phone. I'm like, oh, hello?
Hey, do I need to say this again or what? Why did she hand you the phone?
I don't know. What's going on? I don't know.
I don't either. I think that something happened to the robot, and now all the signals are going all haywire, and the gate is doing weird stuff. What happened to the robot?
I mean, he's here with us, but this lady's like hitting him with a shark, and he's turning colors. I don't know.
Oh shit! Wait.
And she keeps telling him to wake up, but
huh? Did you say a shark?
Yeah, like a petrified shark. It's really weird. It has a chain on it, I think. I don't know. He went from like purple to white, but now he's kind of purple again. I don't know.
Huh.
But he's fine. I mean, he's right here. He's Enoch. He's here.
Can you hand the shark lady the phone?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she takes it. She's just like, okay. And she puts it to her ear and sits for a second. She goes, oh, it's you. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I certainly don't care about that. Or that. Okay. That's stupid. Why? No. And she hangs up. And she hands it back to you. And she says, okay, so you're doing experiments on him? And stuff, I guess. What? Not no. you specifically. No. You is doing experiments. This is confusing. So, I guess you're cool for now, but he is still gonna help me.
Yeah.
And you need to get that one just right now. Just right now. Good? Good on that one? Solid nods across the team.
What? We just have to deliver this rug.
Cool? I don't know.
As long as Enoch is not harmed.
Well, I don't plan on hurting him.
And other people aren't harmed.
I need Enoch. Enoch needs to be alive and well to do what he has to do to help me. So go do whatever rug shit. And then I'm going to come talk to Enoch later.
I'm going to turn to Enoch. I'm going to turn to Enoch and be like, Enoch, do you want to go with this lady?
He shakes his head. He doesn't want to go with her.
Like, no.
Well, I think you have your answer.
I didn't say I'm taking him. I'm saying I'm going to come talk to him later after whatever rug bullshit you've got going on here, because I don't want any part of that. I have a fucking shark to feed.
You don't want
to
come help us deliver it?
No.
You can come help us.
No. No.
I don't think we have room for her in the car. Enoch.
I mean, it'd be a tight squeeze. I forgot he's not in the bird shape.
Enoch, do you want to talk to this lady later?
He just kind of shrugs. And he looks at her and he looks back at you and just kind of shrugs
again.
Like,
do you know her?
He looks at her like for a while and you see his like little face lens like zoom in as far as it can. He sits there for a minute and then he looks at you and he shrugs.
Okay, let's go deliver this rug.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun with that. I'll see you later then.
Tell us where we can find you, I guess.
You don't find me. I find you, silly.
We'll be at the apothecary later.
Okay.
We don't need to be telling potentially bad people where we stay. But okay.
She already knew that's where he was. I mean, they were fighting the guy here.
Okay.
Yeah,
so she just kind of like gives you like a little kind of, you know, get along with it kind of motion. She's like, you know, rug, whatever. Just go do that. And she kind of walks off with the shark and she just like jumps off the side of the boat and you don't hear any splash. She just like is gone.
Well, I go over and start trying to pull the rug off the ship.
While they're all okay. deep in that conversation, I beat my stealth by 2 on D6s. And I would like to kind of sneak behind the wheelhouse and take care of business with the rat.
That is so brutal. Okay.
Sounds really kind of gross.
It does sound kind of gross.
It does.
Literally, I'm just going to crack its little rat neck and say, Freya, forgive me. And then gently put the rat body into the ocean to give it back to the world.
I thought you were going to put it in your like pocket.
Oh, I don't have that. The raven has
that.
Yeah,
Bart's got
that. I was like, you can give it to the hungry fox that helped you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll snap the little rat neck and feed the fox the little rat creature.
I don't know how to feel about Kit eating
give it Rick's stitches.
I am so
murder
conflicted.
Bodies.
Yeah, I guess Kit just like... I guess Kit just picks it up in her mouth and just like is like trotting along with y'all with a dead rat in its mouth.
She can just play with it for a while and throw it in.
Yeah,
the
I think she's got a toy for now. I don't really want Ricky Ticky to be eaten by Kit. Ricky Ticky was a good girl. Okay, yeah, so you guys...
She's just going to play with her corpse until she's bored. Is that worse or better?
Jury's out. But yeah, so you guys have the rug, and you have a way to deliver it, I guess. So we're gonna call it there. Bye!
Hey, folks, before we get to the bloopers, just want to do a little housekeeping. Feel free to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We love to hear from our fans and love to have little chats. And also head to our website. There you can buy the Infinite Ultra Gamebook and all other things Infinite Ultra that don't quite exist yet. And we also have a Patreon if you'd like to support the show. Also, as per usual, leave a rating and a review. They really do help a lot. And now, on to the bloopers.
That's going to be like, did Kit bring the mouse into the car? Because then she'll be like in the car playing with it. And that's disgusting.
I think I would tell Kit not to play with her food and just to, you know, eat it.
Okay.
I guess we'll...
She just tossed it.
What a waste of calories.
valuable calories. Go. I figure if you guys are quiet for long enough, then it's a yes.
How are you then? One syllable. How are you then?
Now I've learned the Irish Canadian gobbledygook. I kept trying to get Wayne down. Now I got Sigfrid down. That's right.
It sounds just like him. Yes,
you're literally terrible.
I'm offended. I mean, spot on. You're so good. I'm good.